chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited for you guys tuning in with me and comedian Gina G. We got a big show for you this week. It is amazing. I'm so glad we got Grammy nominated Glenn Jones going to be joining us. Rio, he is a producer to hip hop and R&B, manager of Life Jennings, and he has been in the studio cooking up something real good with a brand new gospel artist he's going to be telling us all about. And then we got our financial consultant, Jeffrey Hill, is going to be joining us, bringing us Financial Five. And you already know I'm bringing Ministerial Minute, and also Gina G is going to be the trend. Gina G with the Trinity, and what she say, she's going to be bringing that to today. So I'm very excited about today's show. Always love coming to you guys and being with you and hanging out with you within this hour. You guys continue to help this show grow to become one of the number one internet radio shows around the world. I'm so excited. And hopefully I'll be coming to a country near you. Me and Gina G hanging out with y'all, doing something, I don't know what, some shows or whatever, but we're going to plan some things for this year coming up in 2020. We've just been cooking and getting things ready for you guys, because I mean, who knew? Who knew from probably two people to now, 4 years later, going on five this year, we'll be on air for 5 years. It has gone by so fast. So I'm so excited about that. Today, in DC, 83 degrees, and the high is going to be 88. Sunny all day, hot and muggy here in DC. Dallas, Texas, you are 87 degrees, mostly sunny today, and your high is going to be 96. We have London, you are 77 degrees, and that's your high right now. You're going to be waking up to 61 degrees, partly cloudy. Atlanta, Georgia, you got mostly clouds, 82 degrees, and your high is going to be 88. You got thunderstorms coming this evening. Be aware of that, and you got them coming all week long. So I just want you to know that you need to cover up. 87 degrees, partly cloudy. In Miami, you are going to be high, 88 degrees, and you got thunderstorms coming all the rest of the week. Australia, South Australia, you are 53 degrees right now, crystal clear. You can see the stars, you guys. You're going to be waking up to 46 degrees, and you're going to be partly sunny. Tomorrow, Paris, you are 82 degrees, and that's your high. You're going to be waking up to 60 degrees. You got beautiful weather all week. Hawaii, you are 56 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming in the morning, so be ready for that. Showers, you're going to wake up to 54 degrees. Right now, your high is going to be at 56 degrees, but you're going to, I'm sorry, tongue tied. You're going to be waking up to 54 degrees, but your high tomorrow is going to be around 67 degrees. So just to let you know that. I think it's the rain that's going to be cooling you guys off. Australia, you are 50 degrees, mostly clear. You got clear skies. You got winds, though. You're going to be waking up to more winds. 47 degrees is going to be your temperature you wake up to. Puerto Rico, you know I got love for you guys. 81 degrees, partly cloudy. And your high is going to be 84. You're waking up to 67 degrees. So if I did not mention your continent, your nation, or your city or state, it doesn't matter what the weather is. Guess what? You are healthy. You are alive. You are well. God calls you righteous. He loves you so much. He created you in his image. And guess what? He has the final say, and he is in control. Okay? So know that he loves you, and know that I do too. Okay? All right. Now, this has been fantastic. We're going to go right on into Ministerial Moment, but we've got to listen to our sponsor. We'll be right back. Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. Yes, indeed. I love that. If you have not gotten a copy of that, or if you have not gotten the Keys Against the Enemy, it's a daily devotional. It's what you need to put in your collection because it's a 90-day spiritual boot camp, and it's all about getting your mind, body, and soul in agreement so you guys can be victorious each and every day, which reminds me about our ministerial moment. I want to encourage somebody today. I really feel like it's a lot of people really struggling with stuff, and it's very difficult to really talk to anybody else about it because everybody else is going through stuff too. So it's kind of difficult. And so I want to just be, I think iron sharpens iron. And I think it's good when we can come together and encourage one another. So this is what I want to say about that. So I want to say that, let's see, I want to get the scripture together. I want to get this scripture together for you because I really want you to be just know that God is in control of everything. And it's just really all about you allowing him to be with you and to be your comforter and be your everything. And I think we put a lot of things in the way of that. I think a lot of us have placed other things and people and ideas in front of what God has and what God is saying. And so it makes it very difficult for us to be victorious at times, even though he calls us a victor. He's just, you know, it's just very, very challenging. And some of you may feel alone and might be dealing with loneliness. So I want to read out of Psalms 25, verse 16 through 21. And it says, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Free me from my anguish. Look upon my affliction and my distress and take away all of my sins. See how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. My integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in may integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope is in you. So I love this because it's so important. And I love the part where it says, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. And I think about David being in that cave, and a lot of us are feeling this loneliness and we're feeling this isolation. And it's almost like, well, where are you? And even though we're going to church and even though we have relationships, it's almost like we're in this on this desert by ourselves. And it's very challenging. And some of us go to things and we cling to things or cling to people. And unconsciously we are holding on to this and running further away from God. And I know that it hurts, and I know that it's painful, and I know that it's not easy. It's not the easiest situation in the world what we're dealing with, and how alone it feels and how afflicted it feels, because I think a lot of us feel when we do fall into temptation and we fall short because of the situation, and not using it as an excuse or anything, but when we do, it's almost like we have to fight off the condemnation and the shame and the guilt and all of that and worry and all of these things. And I believe that when he says, see how my enemies have increased and how fiercely they hate me, it's almost like the temptation, well, the pressure of every day, the pressure of whatever it is that you're going through can tend to cause you to either, I don't know if it's something physical, if it's something that you're eating or drinking or whatever it is that outwardly is manifesting, then all of these other things happen. In other words, the door is open now for all of these demonic influences and torments and afflictions can happen in your soul and in your heart and in your mind. I know this is really, really helping somebody. I really felt led to really get into this morning. And I want to encourage you about that even though even though all of this may be going on, you know that God is your source to be your protector, your healer, the one that's going to redeem you, rescue you, provide for you. You already know that, but yet this is back and forth and this torment thing that you may be in experiencing at this time, and it's intensifying the longer that it goes. And I know you're saying, why isn't God doing anything? Why is this happening to me? Why don't I get any? Why am I not getting any relief? Well, let me just assure you that God is waiting for you. You know, sometimes you got to tell yourself who you are. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and just say, you know what? Get up. You know what I'm saying? Get up. Stop this. You know who you are. You know that you are a royal priesthood. You know that you are royal. You know that you are a warrior. You know that you are anointed. You know that God is protecting you and he's with you and he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know this. You got to get up. Get up out of depression. Get up out of anxiety. Get up out of alcoholism. Get up out of whatever it is. What if it's a man, if it's a woman, that addiction, get up out of it. Get up out of it, because can't nobody do you like your father. Can't nobody help you like him. Can't nobody bring you out. I want an Exodus experience. I want the waters to roll back. I want fire to come from the heavens to consume everything that is contaminated, everything that is not of him, everything that is not, I'm not even supposed to be with, have, whatever it is. I want God to put a stop to it. I don't want nothing that God does not want for me. And I know that that's where he wants all of us to be. And it's hard sometimes because you think that this thing is going to make this thing better and this piece is going to make that thing better. But then the more that you go to try to piece it together yourself, you done add on bricks and bricks and bricks all on your shoulders, on your back, on your soul, on your mind and your heart. You done just laid out bricks after bricks. And this is where the heaviness come in. And this is when it's challenging. But I love when the Bible says, I love in Matthew 11:30, when it says, for my yoke is easy and my burdens is light. Oh my God. If it's heavy, it ain't God. If it's weighing you down and it keep you up at night, it ain't God. For my yoke is easy. So when you attach yourself to God, it's easy. It's easy. It may not seem like it. He never promised that it would be easy, but I'm telling you, he said, if he tells you that my yoke, me being attached to you, is easy and my burden is light, there is no weights. You're going to go through things, but guess what? Oh, I got to read this. I'm sorry. In Psalms 23:2, this is going to help somebody, because everybody know this scripture, but I'm going to show you how this relates. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. There's nothing that you, listen, as long as we're connected to him, there is nothing that we will be in want of. I know that the flesh is weak. I know it makes us think we need this guy. We need this female. We need this drink. We need this food. We need this shopping spree. We need this stuff. But I'm telling you now, that with all of that being said and done, the Bible says that we shall not want. We shall not want. We shall not be in want, because the Lord is our shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. That means it's peace with him. He's leading us there, but are we going there? Are we going to the place that he has peace for us? That's the thing. We fight him so much. And I know that God wants us to just take it easy, like chill out and just really, if you got to coach yourself, I know it's hard, but you got to be tired of everything yourself. You got to be fed up and sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to be fed up with that thing to where, as you know, you done seen God move on your behalf. You done seen God change your life. You done seen him add titles onto you. You done seen him do miracles for you and favor for you. You done seen it. Don't let the devil steal from you. Don't let him take another moment. Don't give in to one thing. Don't give in to the temptation that if you have this, it'll just, I just need this, or I just want that. Just one phone call, just one text, just one glass, just one donut, just one pork chop, just one, whatever it is, just one shopping spree. It's not about you deserving anything. It's about you using it as an excuse as to escape. You don't want to deal with the feeling. So I'm saying I've been there and I know what it's like, and it's hard. And it's hard when it's nobody there that can understand what you're going through. Or if they do, they're so caught up in their own situation. God is testing us all. So we're not alone. Everybody is being tried in a season. But I got to finish this. He guides me in truth of righteousness. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all don't need my glasses to be updated, and I have not done that. He guides us. He guides us to the God. He guides me to the path of righteousness for his sake, his name's sake. So he not doing it for you. He doing it for him. It don't have nothing to do with you. He's determined that he's going to make his word return to him non-void. So whatever he spoke over your life, no matter what you doing, no matter what you thinking, he going to continue to draw you close to him by any means necessary. If it's shutting doors, if it's sitting you down, whatever the situation is, so you can do it the way he wants to do it. Because a lot of us like to say that God did it, and it was not God. We do stuff on our own and say, oh, I'm blessed. No, we have to line up to what exactly he has planned for us. So for his name's sake, he's gonna guide us to the paths of righteousness, because we were created in his image and we're supposed to be royal priesthood, and that we don't lack any good thing, and he will not withhold any good thing from us, and that our cups runneth over. Come on, somebody. And our table is prepared for us by his hands in the presence of our enemies. So this is for his name's sake. So he gonna do whatever he got to do. And this is, it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm not gonna worry. I'm not gonna sit up there and be anxious. I'm not gonna do none of that, because he's with me. He's, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are still you. Okay, for it says, Lord, for you are with me, it says. And it says, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely, surely, because of all that you are doing for your name's sake, and because you're with me and you're protecting me. Okay, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and all of that. He says, surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in your house forever. So I just wanted you to be encouraged today by this word, y'all. It's so important that, you know, everybody's going through something. I mean, it's like I can call a friend and they can tell me that, you know, somebody in their family is sick, or their car broke down or something like that. Everybody's being challenged and tested in this season. So what we have to do is put on our big underwear on and buckle up and take everything we know about our Father and speak that thing. I'm talking about tell that flesh in the mirror. Tell that flesh that it is a lie. That's what you do. And you say, you know what? I know who I am, and I know who my Father is. And you know what? I'm not doing that no more. I'm not saying that no more. You're not going to get me to bow down to that no more. You're not going to steal my rest. You're not going to take my peace. You're not going to take my money no more. You're not going to confuse my kids no more. You're not going to have me conflicted and double-minded. You're not going to have me at war and odds with my coworkers. You're not going to have my family at odds and against each other. You will not. In the name of Yeshua, you got to start speaking that over yourself and standing up against it. Don't fall into it, because the further you fall, the more he's going to pull you. The devil going to pull you. So stand firm, all right, and see the salvation of the Lord. And I believe the report of God when he says, and you shall see your enemies, these right here, the ones that you're dealing with right now, you'll see them no more. All right, well, this has been Ministerial Moment, y'all. You got to take this word and be blessed. Okay, I love you so much. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got my girl. girl, my sister BFF, comedian Gina G, joining us. Just, we'll be right back in 1 second.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Okay, a few more.
Hello, 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 hello.
All right. So just close by saying, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Make sure you stay tuned to Gina's radio chat.
Pretty good. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, guys. This is Dr. Deatra Hicks from Your Husband is Cheating on Us on Bravo TV. You heard it first right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. All right. Hey, Gina G. What's going on, girl?
Hey, honey. Let me tell you, that minister moment was a moment, okay? It was a moment and two moments, okay? That was so, so good, Gina. You always know what to say. God leads you and always knows what to say in minister moments. So I just wanted to share that and say thank you.
Aw, bless you. I love you.
I love you, too. Well, let me get this trending tea. Where my song at now? Where my song at? Where my song?
I wanted you to go ahead and say whatever you had to say first, because now it's time for Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what she say? She got the Trinity. What she say? She got the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity.
I love it. We are definitely going to have to record that. Okay. It is your girl, Gina G.
We do. We got to get Doug to do it.
We have to record that, yes. Okay, so, I mean, I just smiling right now makes me feel good about this first topic I'm going to talk about, and it's the U.S. women won the World Cup on Sunday, people. Come on now. I don't know if you're a soccer fan like my husband, because I'm not a big soccer fan. So let me not give y'all too much excitement. I know a little bit. I know they kick the ball back and forth until somebody make it into the little net thing. So I know a little bit about soccer. But what I do know is that the U.S. women won the World Cup on Sunday. You guys, it was so phenomenal that captains of the team has been some controversy with Trump right now. So she's like on his heels, letting him know about, what he talks about. Of course, you know how he talks about, you know, the gay and trans and blacks and what, you know, so she's just challenging him and she's not backing down. Her name is Megan Rapinoe. All right. Rapinoes. And I'm going to tell you something, Gina. She is nothing to play with. Okay. She is on Trump's heels. So good for the women of USA.
Yay.
Something else has been going on. You guys, I don't know if you guys have heard, but Little Mermaid, which is a movie that was made in, I believe, I want to say 1989, if I'm not mistaken. All I know is right now they have casted a young girl by the name of Halle Bailey. Not to be mistaken as Halle Berry, because we all know she ain't the Little Mermaid, okay? So Halle Bailey.
No, she is not the Little Mermaid, that's for sure.
She's definitely not the Little Mermaid. Now, she has been casted to play Little Mermaid, and when I tell you that the racism that has come behind this backlash Gina is ridiculous. They have started a group. They've started a Facebook page, Make Ariel White Again. It is the saddest. When I tell you it is the saddest thing for me, because this is a, first of all, this is a Disney movie. Disney has decided to cast this young black girl. And it's 2019, people. I mean, I don't understand. First of all, mermaids aren't even real. So for you to get mad that a black person is playing a fictional character, it just, when I tell you it blows my mind, it blows my mind. They've come up with so many racial inappropriate videos, messages, memes regarding this young girl. The girl is not even 21. So it just hurts my soul to know that America is still that we're not free. Forget Juneteenth, forget 4th of July. We as black Americans are not free in our own country, and it is horrible. So for this young lady to be, because you know, Brandy is the first black Disney princess. She did Cinderella. And yeah. this young lady is now joining the history. So it's only been two black princesses in the world of Disney, and it's 2019. So whatever. But the original Little Mermaid, Jodie Benson, is coming to her defense, letting everyone know, hey, leave this young, talented girl alone. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, tall, skinny, thin, overweight. You know, we all need a story. We all have a story to tell, and I'm so excited about that. So the original mermaid has her back. So let's get it together, America, please. Mermaids ain't even real. So I don't care if the mermaid was black, white, green, or yellow, because it ain't nothing that I'm going to go to the beach and see anyway. First of all. Oh, my God, people. Really quickly, let me let you know that Volkswagen is now going to be ending the Beetle. As of today, they're ending the production of a Beetle. So if you got a Beetle, a bug, whatever you call it, you better treasure it, because they're not making any more after today. The Beetle started back in the 1930s. Ferdinand Porsche started a he kind of took it from like his luxury line and made this bug in Germany. But now it's over, you guys. So if you don't have a bug, then your days are over with. Trump violated the First Amendment of the Constitution by blocking people on Twitter. You are not allowed to block people on Twitter, Mr. President. So thank you for violating the First Amendment. Yep. His little Twitter fingers have gotten him in trouble. It's against the law. You're not allowed to do that. And he's done it. So, of course, we don't know what's going to happen. Whatever. But he did violate the first constitutional right, amendment, I'm sorry. Earthquakes in California, 7.1 was the second one. They haven't had an earthquake that big in over a decade. Me being raised in California, I remember the last one, which was in, I think, 1996, if I'm not mistaken, that kind of shook the Golden Gate Bridge. And earthquakes are unpredictable, and they're very scary because you hear them first. People think that you'll feel an earthquake, and that's not true. You hear the rumbling before you feel any shaking. So it's a very scary experience. You know, scientists say that California is going to break off and be floating in the ocean and be an island, you know, due to these earthquakes and where the fault is. So we're just praying for everybody in California. Just stay positive and be careful. Get those earthquake kits and, you know, make sure you find your doorway or a table to stand under. Two more things, and I'm going to let you guys go. The oldest living person in the U.S. just celebrated her 114th birthday.
Woo!
Okay.
Happy birthday!
Yes. Elia Murphy, a sister, honey. Hold on. So y'all can't say nothing about ham hocks and chitlins and greens and ribs and macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes and gravy, because I'm telling you, my baby Miss Murphy is 114 today, sister girl. You better go, girl. And last but not least, Denver is rounding up all of their Canada geese so they can turn them into food for the needy. So it's a bad day to be a geese.
it's a bad day to be a geese.
I'm telling you, they are rounding them up. There's over 5,000. There has been an estimated guess of 5,000 geese living in Denver. And the city says the birds have led to increase of human conflicts in parks. So instead of them, you know, killing them all and shushing them out of there, what they're going to do is they're going to round them up, they're going to fry them up, and they're going to feed the homeless. So I don't know how to look at this situation.
I guess if you eat a duck, you'll eat a geese. I mean, I don't
you'll
know.
You'll eat a geese.
Okay, well, you
juicier,
know what?
But
I mean, you cook it. I guess if I was on Survivor, I would eat it. I mean, I don't know.
I sure would. A cockroach, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was good trending tea, Gina G. We're going to hit you back up when you later on in the next second half so you can tell us about what she say. But we got to switch gears real quick because we got, and all of that was good. I think I only got one thing to say. Oh, about the food. Okay. That lady that lived to 14 years old, she was eating all of that stuff when it was homegrown and it was no pesticides and all this. Other
steroids and hormones.
Yeah, so she lived most of her life eating good. So that's why I like going to the country, because you get good stuff, good greens and all that stuff. Get it right out of somebody's garden. Yes. But anyway, I hope Jeff is ready, because guess what? He's got financial five for us right now. Hey, Jeff, how are you? Jeffrey Hill.
What's up, ladies? How are y'all doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Right. Good morning.
So listen, I'm all about, I'm in the country still now, so technically I feel you when you're saying eating everything that you want and being happy.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to come. Listen, I want to have those 114-year-old problems. I'm going to be honest with you. I would love to live that long just to see what's getting ready to happen over the next, I don't know how many years I have till I get there, but I need to go ahead and figure out what the secret to her long life was.
I know. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about what's going on. This is Jeff Hill with Hill Financial Group, a wealth accumulation firm. And again, this segment is called the Financial Five. What I like to do is come on and kind of give you guys a quick update of what might be going on economically, different ways to protect, grow, and preserve your wealth throughout retirement, not just until you get there. And one of the things I want to talk about is what's going on in the market. You guys have probably been paying attention. Maybe you've heard people talk about, oh, the market is at an all-time high. And it is. There's been some record impressive things that have been going on. The S&P 500 just jumped over 3,000, okay? So for those that do not know, the S&P 500 is the top 500 biggest companies out there. So that could be like your Walmart, your Google, the big boys, right? Now, this is what's called an unmanaged fund. That means there's no professional money managers that are buying and trading and selling on behalf of these biggest companies out there. But what it does, it creates a benchmark for everybody else to try to outperform, okay? So keep that in mind when you're talking to your money manager about what you're doing with your money. And a question you might want to get used to happening is, not asking is, how well do we do in compared to the S&P 500? Now, one thing I want you to do is take whatever fee that you're paying them and subtract it from how much they did better, and that's going to let you know if your money is actually worth it to pay somebody to manage it for you. And that's been one of the biggest questions that people have started to ask since 2007 and 8 is, if I have somebody watching my money and I'm still taking losses, yet I'm paying them, does it really make sense, or does it make more sense for me to be involved in investing in the S&P 500? Simply because it's unmanaged, that means I'm paying less money for the same type of performance. Now, again, this is a lot of good stuff, guys. So a lot of times, you know, when you hear this news, people are saying, let's buy, because the market is at an all-time high. But a question I want to ask you is, the market, the Dow, the S&P, whatever, if it goes, let's say the Dow goes from 26,000 right now to 32,000, and you miss 12 to 15% on the way up, would you be mad, or would you be more mad if we put you in a situation where the Dow went from 26,000 down to 13,000, and you lost 50 to 60% on the way down? Which one would make you more mad? That lets you know what you need to be doing right now with your money. So you've been taught to buy low, sell high. So I started this off saying, yeah, everything's at an all-time high, but conventional wisdom tells us what? You want to buy low and sell high. So even though everybody is buying right now, if you're one of those people who don't like to lose your shirt to Wall Street, then it might be a good time for you to go ahead and start selling some of the stuff that you have to capture all the upside potential. And when the market falls, then we go in after the dust settles a little bit and we play the game from the opposite side. Warren Buffett says the best time to be in the market is when nobody else is. And even though everybody is flooding to it, he also says observe the masses and do the opposite. So if everybody's trying to buy because they're trying to be a little greedy and ink out these last few percentage points, do the opposite. Protect yourself. If you're worried about losing your money and you don't want a repeat of 2007 and 8. But again, on the optimistic side, there is a lot of stuff going on in the world of economy right now, but it's not always good. The Dutch bank just laid off or proposed laid off 18,000 jobs. Now, even though that's not here in the United States, you got to understand we're in what's called a global economy. So don't assume just because you hear stuff that's happening in Greece or Europe and the central banks are printing money, that's not affecting us. It still is. So just pay attention to some of the global things that are going on. So again, my name is Jeff Hill. This is the Financial Five. If you have any questions, one of the best things to do is just reach out to me. I know there's a lot of noise when it comes to investing and saving and where to put my money. That's what the value of a good advisor is going to do for you. We're going to help you muddle through the waters and create a plan that's designed around your budget and your specific financial goals, okay? I don't do tax or legal advice. You need to seek your own professional for that. But if you need me, call me, 501-291-0708. My email is jeff@thehillfinancialgroup.com. So you can always reach out to me. And I added something new to make it easy for you guys. I want you to text advice to 33777. Again, that is advice to 33777. You can get added to a free list. And then again, if you want more updates on what's going on or more advice, just text that number and reach out to me. Back to you, ladies.
Well, all righty. Thank you so much, Jeff. Did you have anything to add, Gina?
Honey, Jeff always holds it down. I can't even scrape up nothing to say.
Well, we thank you so much always for Financial Five, Jeff. And you guys reach out to him and follow him on his social media and get all of your, just get your questions answered. All right. Until next time, Jeffrey Hill, thank you so much.
All right, ladies. Have a good one.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break and we will be right back after these messages.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we can do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, One Thrill, the player of the world famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. First show.
I love it. Okay, so what's she saying, Gina G?
Well, what she's saying is, you know, when it's kind of going through your minister moment. You know, your minister moment always inspires something. Rather, it comes from you to my friends, for everybody. You were saying that everybody is going through something. That was one of the things that stood out to me in your ministerial minute. And what she said today is just about the same thing. Stop complaining. Because I watched Mike Epps has a comedy special. Okay, he has it on Netflix right now for all those that want to see it. It's very, very good. He talks about how you say you put all your problems on the floor. So, you know, you're in a room with a whole bunch of people and God says throw all your problems on the floor. then you close your eyes and you open them in 10 seconds, your problems are gone. So now you picking up somebody else's problems that were probably just as worse than your problems. So people, as like Dr. Gina said today, y'all got to stop all of this complaining, because people are going through things everywhere. It may not be that big for you, but it may be big for somebody else. So what she say? Yeah, I said it. Pick your problems up off the floor and be thankful for your problems, because they could be worse. Okay, yes, life could be better, but they could also be worse. So work on getting them things working so that they could be better. And yeah, I said, and I don't care if I said it. And you better go watch the Mike Epps special on Netflix, because it was good and it was funny.
And he's a married man now. I'm talking about the bachelor is not on the market no more.
Oh my gosh. Boy. Right.
Oh, that's good stuff, Gina G. All right. Well, listen, we're going to transition because we got Rio online with us now. Hey, Rio. He's traveling, you guys. So for him, I don't even know if he's at the airport still or what. What's going on, Rio?
Yeah. I'm still at the airport here in Baton Rouge.
Oh, wow. You was at the Essence Festival?
Essence Festival.
No. I'm coming into Baton Rouge right now.
Oh, you're coming in. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and actually, there's a hurricane. There's a tornado going through New Orleans right now.
What?
People are taking coverage right now. It's a live tornado.
Wow.
Well, okay, but where are you at? Are you taking cover while you're talking to us on Dr. Jim? You heard it live. This is live.
I'm in Baton Rouge. So New Orleans is about an hour and a half from here. So it's not here in Baton Rouge.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. That is something else. Oh, God. Our prayers go out to those people in Baton Rouge, New Orleans?
Yeah. New Orleans.
In New Orleans, yeah. Oh my God, people are still leaving from the Essence Festival, taking it down and all of that stuff. Lord, our prayers go out to them. Oh, may they be protected, Lord, and no harm or danger happen. Okay, that's something. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that, Rio. We had no idea, so we thank you for giving us that. Okay, so, oh God, how do you go in? But I'm going to go. the reason why Rio's on, he's the manager, actually, of Life Jennings, but also Rio is a hip-hop R&B producer and gospel producer as well, and he's a writer, and he does so many amazing things, and I love having him on here because he just surprises us, because you know you never know who the people are behind the scenes, but it's the behind the scenes that make the train go. So it's like, I love hearing from you, Rio. I know you got a new artist. What's his name? Donnelly Smallwood. Tell us about him.
So he's a guy I actually saw on Facebook, on somebody's page. He did a rendition of Whitney Houston's song, and it went viral, over 1 million views. And he's like, he lives in my town where I live at, in Connecticut. I had just moved there. So I was looking for local artists that I can work with, and, you know, that's around the area. And that's how I found out about him. And then I had him come over to my studio. And a very talented guy. He has a very, you know, high range for a guy. You know, he can hit very high notes with effortlessly. You know, so he's my little secret. So you're actually the first, you know, people that I'm telling about him, you know, right now. You know, this is like, you know, I've just been working with him behind closed doors on some songs, and I'm actually about to release a single on him. The end of August.
And, wow.
It's like, he's going to definitely take the gospel industry by storm. I have a lot of stations already committing to play him, and they haven't heard him just based on me saying this is going to be the next guy, you know, so.
Because tell everybody why your word is so valid. You've worked with some amazing artists. Can you tell them just a few of the people that you've worked with that everybody, knows?
You've worked with everybody. Me and Missy Elliott got a Grammy nomination. We came in, you know, a Grammy nomination with songs I did with her. I worked with Mariah Carey, you know, did songs with Jay-Z, played on some of the songs with him. Of course, you know, my artist, Life Jennings, I discovered He auditioned for me about 15 years ago. So, you know, very talented artist. And the list goes on.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just so many artists, you know, I don't work with.
Well, we're excited about what you got on the table now with this new guy. This is going to be amazing because, I mean, this is, you know, I think we all are waiting and want to hear some fresh and something new. And
yeah.
And it's just really exciting. I love it.
Donnelly? Donnelly.
Donnelly. Yeah. Donnelly Songbird, yeah. Smallwood. You guys need to follow him on Instagram so you can, you know, hear some of his stuff. He got YouTube, I see on here and everything. So, and yeah, then Rio, what's going on with Life Jennings? I know he's going to be here in the DMV area in August. So what's up with that? How's he doing?
Yeah. Doing great, man. I booked him at about 30 shows. Like, you know, we've been gone since the top of June. And we're going to be gone every weekend, 2 to 3 days until the middle of September. About 30-something shows booked. And he sold out Atlanta City Winery, you know, 3 nights in a row. His new single is up the charts. See, he debuted at 30. He's at 25 now and climbing, you know, with a bullet.
Right.
You know, and it's only been 2 weeks now. So, you know, they're accusing me of getting so many plays. A new album coming out in August, you know, so yeah, we're doing it. I mean,
man, I think that I see him all the time whenever I'm near him, but I always remember when I see Love and Hip Hop him being on there. Uh-huh. But that's just so funny. Anyway, right. Gina G, do you have something you have to say? Want to say to him?
Well, you know, I always want to know. Are music artists the only people that you seem to discover or that you seem to represent? Is it just music? Have you moved on to other ventures or is it just musical artists?
No, I do soundtracks as well, movie soundtracks. You know, I did, Van Triple X, you know, did movie soundtracks, Jamie Foxx. You know, I got soundtrack, you know, artists and, you know, directors in London that I'm doing soundtrack work with, you know.
Okay.
I also got a construction business company, you know, renovate houses, you know. We, you know, us musicians and creative people over here in the music business, we got so much creativeness that we also are designers.
Wow.
We are talented in doing that. Like, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot, he does... He does houses now. The guy from Boyz II Men, I forgot his name, Morris, the guy with the glasses. He does houses now. You know,
but you might want to work with some comedians. Gina G. Gina like this. I'm waiting for him to say comedians. I know.
I had a few comedians reach out to me, you know, and we definitely put them on our shows. I actually had a few comedians open up for us on our shows, you know, that just, you know, our shows is based on people that just want to expand their audience and, you
right.
know, and do that, you know, people that, you know, just want to, you know, because we have his audience is so broad and he sell out so many shows. I try to give people opportunities, you know, they want to go in, they got a new product coming out or they want to get on a show and they good. I let them get on. So,
yeah, they do that. They do let people do stuff, and especially on Life's show, that he really does. I've seen that myself. Oh, my God. Well, y'all got to exchange. You got to go on his social media, which, by the way, tell everybody your social media, Rio, so Gina can go ahead and get to you, and I can send you her number and all of that. We'll work that out, okay? So, y'all can see each other. Okay, Rio, because he's so nice, Gina. This is great. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
Yeah. So Facebook is Rio Weber, R-I-O Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R. And then Instagram, I'm hardly on all the social media, but it's Romario, R-H-E-M-A-R-I-O, R-H-E-M-A-R-I-O. That's the Instagram, you know.
Oh, I love it. All right. Well, definitely going to make sure that Gina, you know, y'all hook up. Okay, got to do that. All right. Well, listen, Rio, thank you so much. Give life our love. Let him know that we love him from afar, but we're going to see him when he comes to DMV. That'll be good.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You be safe out there in New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, you be safe out there.
All right.
All right, love. Thank you so much.
All right.
Now we're getting ready to shift gears because we're getting ready to hear straight from Glenn Jones, you guys, R&B Grammy nominated. Oh, my God. Glenn Jones is a friend, a family member to Dr. Gina's radio chat. So we got to listen to his brand new song that he has. So just take a listen.
We can play the notes as they were written. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition, create a love that's only yours and mine.
Jones.
How you doing?
Oh man, we are doing good. Listen, we got part of this interview live right now, but we're going to be picking up for next Wednesday a full-blown interview with you. But I wanted everybody to know that you are going to be at the City Winery right here in DC this Thursday, July the 11th. You got to go. And you can go on glennjonesmusic.com to purchase tickets. www.glennjonesmusic.com to purchase tickets. You got so much going on, Glenn. What is happening? You got your Regina Bell duet popping off on the Billboard charts. Wow. Tell us about that.
Right. It's been great. You know, I have a new album that's getting ready to drop. Entitled Love by Design, and this song with Gina is the first single from that album. And actually, I have another single called You and Me, which has been doing very well, particularly over in the UK. I just came back from over there a few weeks ago, and it was crazy. You know, the record is doing so good, featuring Nick Colleone on that. And God has just been blessing me, you know. Got a lot of dates, you know, calendar is full, and I'm dealing with my my foundation. I have a foundation called the Love Jones Foundation, and we've been going out doing events with that, and basically we cater to the forgotten seniors, and we work with the youngsters, you know, mostly try to partner with the Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, just to, you know, teach them something about the history of music. You know, a lot of music now, you know, a lot of kids hear it and they think that it's brand new, and they don't realize that it's just been recycled, you know, from cats like Miles Davis or whoever, you know. So I got a full schedule. I've been doing a lot.
Yeah, you've been on the road since what, March, April, and then you're going all the way through December. Well, we're gonna get all into that, but I want people to know that you are Glenn Jones, right? The one that saying, "Show me, I am somebody, baby, become all of this stuff." I've been searching. Come on now. Hey, Gina, you know Glenn Jones. Yes, I do. Glenn Jones is the man.
Well, look, I appreciate the opportunity to tell people about the show tomorrow night. It's going to be a wonderful show. I'm going to sing all of the classics and some of the new songs from the new album. So I'm inviting everybody to come out. I mean, get your tickets now because tickets are getting, you know, very sparse, you know.
Yeah, they almost sold out. Your manager, Prince, told me your tickets are almost sold out.
Yeah, they definitely are. So, we appreciate, you looking out and letting the people know that I'm going to be there tomorrow night. And I'm very excited about the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to be there. I'm going to be there in the house doing media. So that's where we're going to get that full-fledged. I want to know everything, even more that we can go and play so everybody can hear the rest of the interview next week because we want to talk more about the other dates that you got coming up and all of that. So I'm excited about seeing you face-to-face and hanging out a little bit with you. Yeah. And this is going to be fun. I'm excited about just all that you're doing. And Gina, girl, Glenn Jones, what you got to say about that?
Glenn Jones, I opened up for Glenn Jones in Jacksonville when he was with Kenny Williams and was it not Regina Bell? I forgot the I forgot the group, but Glenn Jones tore it up. I'm talking about he had glasses for sale.
Merchandise.
That was the Legends of Soul.
That was Atlantic Star.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You tore it up, honey. You had the women coming to the front. I'm talking about he sang. He had folks buying glasses. It was such a good time. But you've always been great.
That is so good. Well, listen, Glenn, because we're running out of time, and then we're going to get the rest of the interview for you, and they're going to hear it all. I'm going to meet up with you tomorrow. What is your social media information? And give them that website again that they can go and purchase their tickets.
Yes, you can get me at on Twitter at Real Glenn Jones, on Instagram at Real Glenn Jones, on Facebook, Glenn Jones, and my website is glennjonesmusic.com.
Hey now. All right, Glenn Jones. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to be searching for you tomorrow, brother.
All right, I'm going to be looking for you too now.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
All right, thank you so much. Listen, bye-bye. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. This has been an amazing show, right, Gina?
It has. Full of goodness. Just great talent and great energy, right? This has been so good.
I love it. Well, listen, we love you here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You know it, Gina G, Too Funny. And then Dr. Gina R. Prince. Just go on Gina R. Prince. Go on Gina G Too Funny and get with us so you can see what's going on. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook. We got so many other things going on, but we're running out of time. You know Gina's booked somewhere. So you got to go on her social media to find out where she got
a
Gina flyer going somewhere. So go and follow her to find out what she's got going on next. And listen, we love you so much. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.